On this Monday, February 14th, 2022, following Super Bowl LVI and the Rams win over the Bengals, highlighted by the play of quarterback Matthew Stafford, we show some love for Matthew. I thought the dramatics of the famous music NFL films was used for such a long time, and I was thinking to myself as the game was winding down, how the great voice of John Facenda might be describing what was going on. I'm thinking the storybook style. Once upon a time, a quarterback out of Georgia, Matthew Stafford, came to Detroit looking to continue a collegiate storybook career into the professional ranks. Unfortunately, he was playing for the dreadful Detroit Lions franchise. Nary a postseason appearance, let alone victory. Until his fortunes turned one day, and he got traded to the Southern California climes of Los Angeles. And the rest is history.
Nice.
I don't know, something like that.
That's pretty good.
I mean, truly, come on. Is it not storybook? All those years that he told for our Detroit Lions and then a trade.
Yeah, first year with another team.
Yeah.
Which is why they traded for him
to lead him to
the Super Bowl.
They built this team to win this year.
Yeah. So
that's what they wanted.
And it was more than Matthew Stafford, we know. But
come on,
your quarterback is the leader, is the one that gets all the attention.
Yeah.
Boy, pleased to see that Kupp got the MVP.
Yeah, I think it should have been, personally, I think it should have been Aaron Donald.
Yeah, it's nice if they would have had an offensive and a defensive one.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yep.
Yep, but just because of how that Rams defense kind of dominated, especially like midway through the third quarter on.
Did you see, though, how many times in that drive how Stafford threaded the needle? I mean, Kupp was really being covered, double-teamed in many cases, triple-teamed, and he managed to get it in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Everybody knew that's where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since once Beckham got hurt, I think that was going to be his primary receiver.
That was unfortunate.
So, yeah, that was Stafford. And how many times did we see him do that in Detroit in his last drives of a game?
I could not believe that there was no reference to that.
I was amazed, too.
Because doesn't he hold the record right now, especially with Tom Brady retiring? I think Brady was the one who led him. I can't remember for the number of. Now, obviously, the Lions had to have a lot of fourth quarter comebacks.
Yeah.
We know, but he still led all those that we're familiar with.
Right.
Yeah. As soon as he got the ball, and I'm thinking to myself, he's going to go downfield and he's going to score a touchdown. Now, whether he's going to leave too much time on the clock or if the Bengals are going to come back, I didn't know. But it's like we've seen it before. Yes.
Right.
I just
couldn't
believe they didn't make any reference to that.
Right.
I can't name all the quarterbacks, but they also said that he now is one of the few that have passed for 6,000 yards in a season.
Yeah, I think so.
Drew Brees and others, Brady and others that were mentioned, I believe.
Yeah, not many. Yeah, that's
there were some questions about, you talk about future Hall of Fame possibilities. He just cemented it with a Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah. He's there. Just as long as he goes in as a Lion.
That would be nice.
Although,
but he's only 33.
I know.
He could, if he Brady's, he can go for another 10 years.
Yeah, he could. He really could.
Well, we need some Detroit billionaire to buy the team from Ford's and hire him back.
It was an incredible finish to a postseason that every single game of the postseason was incredible.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was close and right down to the wire. Game, I thought, itself played out pretty well. You had one questionable call, they say.
No call.
The face mask.
Especially since it led to a touchdown.
Yeah, right. And then, they really didn't throw many flags throughout the game, and then all of a sudden they kind of started throwing flags there near the end. But, I couldn't really argue with those calls, though. It looked like they were right calls.
Well, I think they had to get the game under control
toward
the tail end there. Might have got a little rowdy.
Because the question is, do you throw a flag in that? But then again, if it is, you got to throw it.
Yeah,
so don't let the moment of the game stop you from throwing the flag either.
Yeah.
So.
Early in the game, I think in a Super Bowl like that, I think they're less inclined to do a lot of minuscule penalties or anything like that. I think they let them go, or in other games during the regular season, they might call them.
Yeah.
Last thing an official wants to do is be remembered. From a Super Bowl.
Right. I have to say, I was glad I did put some $5 on the Cincinnati Bengals to cover 4.5 points, since they were given 4.5, and they did that.
They did that.
At the same time, as a Steelers fan, I have to deal with the Cincinnati Bengals twice a year, and I actually know some Bengals fans. As the game went on, I said, you know what? It will be a beautiful night for me if somehow the Bengals can stay within 4.5 and also find a way to bungle the game away. And that is exactly what the Bungles did.
Well, for a long time, it looked like the Bengals might win it because there wasn't much happening in that third quarter at all.
No, not at all. But I just had a feeling in the back of my mind, the Bengals are going to find a way to mess this one up. And they did.
This is the third Super Bowl that they've gone down to the wire.
And yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. They never suffered a blowout loss.
No. It's heartbreak.
It is.
As someone pointed out in social media last night, with all the playoff games, this has to be one of the best football seasons ever.
Yeah,
with the playoff games and the Super Bowl and just classic games.
Yeah, yeah. I think it will be remembered that way.
I think so. The Lions now, of course, securing the final pick in the first round.
I'm sorry. I know everybody's happy for Stafford, but it is just the Lions' luck that they make this trade. They have the Rams' first-round pick. Naturally, the Rams couldn't have a bad year. Naturally, they have to win it all, so that way the Lions get the 32nd pick in the draft. Now, of course, the Lions will have the second pick in the draft,
too.
Yeah,
still get two picks in the first round, but I couldn't have had a hard pick, so that's just kind of funny, though.
It is the Lions' luck. It is. But the Lions will still have, I think, what will that be, like three
picks of the first 34?
Yeah, is it? 34.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. They're still going to get some good players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chance to maybe get some guys who'd hopefully be franchise building over the next number of years.
Well, look at the Bengals. 2 years ago, they were nothing. And
that's
they
right.
came back and they're playing in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So
it
can be done.
Yep.
I don't think there was anything else that was, as far as the game goes, that was anything that stood out. I mean, I thought the national anthem was performed.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah,
sure
did a great job. America the Beautiful, too.
Yeah, that was great. And the flyover was great.
Yep.
And the halftime show, I'm seeing the two extremes. Either you loved it or you hated it.
Well, I think that's how it was always going to be.
Your style of music.
Yeah, whether or not you like that, like rap from the 90s or not.
But I understand that from all accounts, everyone thought it went well as far as the production value of it all.
The commercials, nothing blew me away. I didn't find anything really outstanding, and there weren't, there are a lot of firms I never heard of before, and they're the ones that had some of the best commercials, I guess.
The what was that? Wasn't Bitcoin or whatever? It was showing the QR code. Now, that was kind of ingenious.
Oh, they kept flipping to corner to corner changing color.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is probably getting the most attention because the weirdness of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot,
right.
A lot of people saying they were trying to
figure out what's going on.
Well,
here.
That's right.
And trying
when's
to do it, but the problem was the QR code is moving on the screen. People were trying to.
That's what they made you do. Is that you opened up your phone, you got the QR code, and that's how you knew who was advertising.
It reminds me of a game the kids used to have. I think it was called Simon Says or something. It was kind of round, and you kept jumping from different colors in different corners of the device,
and you tried to follow it along.
Had to hit the right spot in time. Yeah.
The Larry David one, though, I did like. I really like that one where he's going through time and he's saying that things are not going to work when they actually turned out to work.
Oh,
the wheel.
That was decent.
Batteries. Yeah,
Edison's light bulb.
Edison's light bulb, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was
pretty good.
That one was pretty good.
That one made me laugh.
That was pretty good.
Some of the movie trailers were better than some of the actual regular commercials, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
There was a lot of movie trailers.
Yeah,
a
ton of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And not that very many car dealers.
I'm trying to think.
And a lot of
GM,
electric.
GM had one that just, and toward the tail end, I just didn't like that GM spot at all.
Oh, I don't remember.
Is that the Austin Powers one takeoff?
I don't know.
I
remember the Austin Powers one, because that's what I noticed, is that there were a lot of electric.
It was that one, and there was the other one that did, Silverado did the takeoff on The Sopranos.
The Sopranos, right,
had that one,
too.
Neither one of those.
I'll have to check out that GM one. I'm forgetting it for some reason, not remembering that.
Haven't heard from any of the commercial gaugers, like the most famous, of course, is USA Today's ad meter, but I haven't heard how that results turned out yet.
They'll be rolling them out as the day goes along, I'm sure.
Probably.
College that
Michigan State
is that Michigan
for a while.
State?
Are they
right.
still
yeah,
doing
they
that?
Did. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Haven't
heard as
well.
Haven't
seen anything yet.
Not sure, but well, congratulations to Matthew Stafford and family and all that.
Absolutely.
So that was
Kelly was enjoying that game. That's for sure.
Oh yes, well she's very happy.
It's a great shot of Stafford too after the game with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
On the field throwing the confetti. Around with his kids. I mean, let's face it, as we said, and a lot of Michigan-based fans not everyone we know, but the majority seem to have wanted Stafford to win it, and we're kind of living through that as being kind of, our quarterback for so many years.
Kind of like how we Tiger fans had to watch Justin Verlander win a World Series with another team. We were happy to see him do it, but wished it could have been here.
Maybe 1 year.
Maybe one year.
One other quick note, just on that aside, apparently there's a Detroit-based company that was selling some sports apparel with the phrase Detroit Rams.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.